Ignorance is the official language of Washington, D.C.
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Great American Bash. My name is Brandon Weatherby.
My name is Chris Kelly.
It is an exciting time for the Great American Bash. The Great American Bash is a podcast about the intersections of presidential politics and professional wrestling.
We wrote a book about it.
It's
called McDonald, How Trump Turned Presidential Politics into Pro Wrestling.
We wrote this book and put this book out in 2016, thinking we had a six-week window for people to care.
And here we are.
We were wrong.
Here we are, March 18th, not March 16th, which was a good day. Hell yeah. We are at March 18th, 2019, about 6:15 p.m. At time of recording, 20 days away from WrestleMania, and there's still a WWE Hall of Famer in the White House.
The fact that Brock Lesnar is still the champion and the fact that Donald Trump is still the champion shouldn't surprise anyone, but it's surprising to me as someone that's followed both the product and the WWE Hall of Famer for the last 4 years.
Right. I think Lesnar will be, he won't be champion much longer. Whereas Donald has 2, 6, how many years he can live on?
I say three terms. Say 3 terms. So we have a while. We have 10 more years.
Okay.
We're going to have a Cena length reign of Trump. And then similar to Cena's reign, by the end of it, we'll be like, he was pretty good.
He's actually pretty good. He's doing those open challenges. He's having people come down and challenge him to fits of strength.
He's dating a Bella. They're clearly going to get married. Why else would they do this show together?
Yeah, total Bellas.
All right, so this is a fun time in wrestling. We're going back home.
We're on the road to WrestleMania. WrestleMania NYNJ 35. They don't even have, like, it's not even WrestleMania Statue of Liberty or anything.
Okay, so
WrestleMania Twin Towers. The tag team, I mean.
The last time WrestleMania was in New York, New Jersey, it was WrestleMania 29.
Mm-hmm.
This is when WrestleMania used to be numbers. And then recently, the past 3 or 4 years, Vince McMahon, who we have a book about, decided numbers make it sound old.
Which makes him sound old.
So they stopped using numbers, but it's making it more and more confusing. So in past years, they've had WrestleMania. Santa Cruz was WrestleMania Play Sign because it was the first year of the network.
Mm-hmm.
They had WrestleMania Florida Lee because it was in New Orleans. And this year, it's WrestleMania Sun.
Well, no, we had WrestleMania Sun in Florida.
Exactly. We already had WrestleMania Sun. I think we're doing WrestleMania Sun again.
Because the sun will never set on the McMahon Empire.
Anyways, WrestleMania's coming up. It's 20 days away. And the last time WrestleMania was in New York / New Jersey, it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
This was when CM Punk faced The Undertaker. And it was, I'd say, The Undertaker's last great match. It was CM Punk's. It was an amazing match. CM Punk should have gone over. That's neither here nor there. It was the last time Cena headlined a WrestleMania against The Rock. You might know him as the most famous man in the world. And it was a good WrestleMania because the Hall of Fame class included arguably the most important wrestler previous to Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan. Bruno Sammartino was inducted to the Hall of Fame. And in the same Hall of Fame class, a little unknown actor and personality named Donald Trump was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and he said, and has yet to revise this statement, that it is the greatest honor of his life.
This is a major honor. I've been honored by having the number one show on television. I've been honored by having many number one bestsellers. True. And I recently got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And I consider this to be my greatest honor of all. I do. I really do.
Yeah. No, obviously it goes like election. I'm doing hand motions. Election's pretty low, but Hall of Fame pretty high.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And also, this is the WrestleMania that was open with Governor Chris Christie talking about the strength of New Jersey, because this is right after the hurricane.
Yeah. And this, once again, will be at MetLife, mm-hmm. at the Meadowlands, and in New Jersey, but it will still be billed as New York, New Jersey.
So this is both a wonderful time to be a wrestling fan and the worst time to be a wrestling fan. The worst time to be a wrestling fan is because all of the things that wrestling fans like to complain about are on full display. A bunch of old men that no one really cares to see wrestle will take up lots and lots of time, preventing the young people, the young men and the young women.
Bucks.
The Young Bucks is a great example. Preventing people like the Young Bucks from having a bright light on the stage of WrestleMania. But right. It doesn't seem to matter much anymore because of all these brand new companies coming in. They're running Madison Square Garden, something that hasn't happened in quite a long time. These Honors of Ring will be there. Apparently,
Emma
Hardy.
Matt Hardy? I was gonna say.
There's a brand new company, All Elite Wrestling, that's starting very soon. There's a big announcement coming up, coinciding with the Apple announcement, so there's a lot of rumors about that. The point is this. At the end of the day, there's only one Universal Champion, and his name is Donald Trump. And there's only one major company, and that's the WWE. So while there's all these other things that are happening, all these other primaries that are happening, it's really about the Donald and Vince like it was 5 and 6 years ago.
And 30 years ago.
Exactly. So
one show in town.
Let's go over the WrestleMania card as of right now, 20 days out. It's about, 50% solidified?
Yeah,
after tonight, it'll be like 60.
Yeah, I'd say it's almost getting there. This WrestleMania is set to be probably the longest and the most matches, just based on what they've already planned. And,
oh, that's fascinating to me. I didn't think that. Okay,
and
could you...
So last year's 34, Fleur de Lis had 14, 3 on the pre-show, 11 on the main card.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how many hours it was, but I feel like it...
I think it was the third longest. I think the first longest was the biggest one in Dallas, in
right.
MetLife Stadium. Sorry, not MetLife, I apologize.
Yeah,
in the Cowboy Stadium. AT&T Stadium.
Yes.
I think it's AT&T. Anyways,
yeah.
That was WrestleMania Cowboy sign.
Yeah, Star.
Star Vosk.
No, and this one, the pre-show starts around 5, and then the action starts around 7, and we probably won't be done drinking Steve Weiser's till around midnight.
Now, this is interesting because this is both a wonderful thing and a bad thing. I really adored the CM Punk Undertaker match because you could tell how physically cold CM Punk was during that match because mm-hmm. this is in New York, New Jersey at the end of March, beginning of April.
Yeah.
It's not that warm.
Yeah. Especially and with a global climate crisis.
The later it gets, the colder it gets. So
yeah.
By the time we have our main event, it could feel like 45.
Yeah, it could be an interesting one. So I'm going to start at the top of the card and go through matches. So we've talked about it. Brock Lesnar defending the mm-hmm. Universal Championship against Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they pulled the trigger eventually on Roman Reigns, who has returned from battling leukemia. But this match looks like they're building towards it. Rollins, Lesnar, time to pull the trigger again.
Sure.
And possibly ending Lesnar's kind of reign of not being there. You don't think so?
No, I don't, actually.
Yeah.
'Cause the more I think about this, the fact that Roman Reigns has returned,
mm-hmm.
the more I think, like, oh, Brock's going to have this belt even longer because they're not ready for him.
They're not ready to put it back on Roman. Yeah, I mean, for a while, this looked like...
No, they're not ready to put it back on Rollins.
On Rollins.
They're not going to give it to Rollins to give to Reigns because they needed to get it back to Roman somehow.
Right.
So I think we're going to have another year of Brock, and I'm more than okay with it.
You know, there's enough going on. It's not even the worst. I just... it as we'll go farther down the card and kind of see why Raw is bad, and that's a big part of it at the top. The what might actually close the night, we've talked about it before, the Raw Women's Championship, Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair.
So a Sandy Hook truther, or mm-hmm. Ronda Rousey, a woman that questions a little bit of everything with a husband that's a bad, with an ex-husband that's a bad guy, Charlotte mm-hmm. Flair.
Well, ex-husband, you can't blame
ex-husband,
her.
Ex-husband, ex-husband. Yeah. And a woman I genuinely like who's a fan of Pearl Jam, Becky Lynch.
Nobody's perfect, but Becky Lynch is going to win this one.
Yeah, of course.
They've taken a circuitous route to get there. To be fair, they started this feud like SummerSlam. It's mm-hmm. been a long time, mm-hmm. so just trying to get something coherent for that long is tough for any storytelling medium, and especially one run by a deranged 70-year-old.
So this goes to politics.
Mm-hmm.
Would it have been better for this match to be told just over pay-per-views and you play up the kayfabe injury of Becky Lynch, and you just keep Becky out of the spotlight? You keep
a la Stone Cold.
A la Stone Cold and or politics. Is it better for Biden to not be in the race but in the race? Or is it better for Elizabeth Warren to like maybe have some more airtime and maybe seems consistent while their people fumble the ball?
Well, I think
a
lot of analogies happening here. I think the former, I think the Biden example, here's a good example. Kirsten Gillibrand, senator from New York, Do you know she announced her president?
I do. She announced officially on Sunday. She had announced her exploratory committee on Colbert like a month prior.
So, yeah, I didn't. I was like reading and it was about the 14th headline. And it was like, oh, she's running. Cool. And yeah, and because of that, it's like, yeah, there's about 14 of those people running. I think they could have done it the other way instead of having to do it every week, have to kind of come up with something new and keep people's attention.
Because the thing about the Biden thing, the thing about the Becky Ronda stuff, the thing about both of those things that make them good is the unofficial official stuff. Mm-hmm. The Ronda versus Becky on Twitter is actually
is the best part.
Way more exciting than what you see on TV,
have
which
they
is
been
the
referencing
official
project. It on, I, they reference, obviously.
Kind of, sort of, but not really, because they don't
the whole storyline is that Ronda keeps saying wrestling's fake.
Exactly.
She keeps saying on Twitter.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So if Biden...
It keeps getting shook in real life.
If Biden is able to do these, I'm announcing, I'm not announcing things, he's able to stay in the news without completely getting into the fray, it seems like the right way to go. But we won't know until we actually... see the match.
Until we get there. Yeah, I mean, do you think, what's the analogy for Becky with Joe Biden saying politics is a lot better when you used to just be in the men's locker room with white supremacists? Is there an analog, or maybe not?
Maybe she was just talking about Finn in Ireland, about how it was just his abs.
Yeah, we can, there's definitely nothing else we could talk about with that. Yeah, the Intercontinental title, which Finn does not currently have, but he's currently in a feud with Bob Lashley, Trump's guy.
Bob
Lashley, looking like we're getting an everybody in the pool match for the IC title.
See, like an open challenge IC title, or like,
a ladder match, or big 4-man, 6-man, something. And that's a thing they're going to have happen through the card, because there's too many belts, there's too many teams, there's not enough storyline clarity. A lot of these, so I have a lot of those types of matches. On the other side, we also have tag match on Raw. Currently, the Revival, who are given the championship so they would stop talking about going to AEW, against a couple other teams, potentially Aleister Black and Ricochet, who will be working Friday night at NXT at the Barclays. So I'd be curious, but they've been such a focus of the product. It's tough to not see them working Mania.
I don't agree with you on that. I don't think it's tough to see them not working Mania whatsoever. I don't want to see Aleister Black wrestle Mania unless it's dark outside.
Yeah. Well, they have failed to shoot his entrance correctly once on the main roster.
Yeah, it looks really bad. It looks like, okay, so...
It looks like a Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Let's explain the entrance. Okay, so...
Aleister
Black.
Hold
on, really quick. There's a guy named The Undertaker. He is a force of the undead. His entrance works the best when it's very dark outside. When it's light outside, it's like, oh, this is sad. Halloween cosplay.
We're breaking
even though Halloween is already cosplay.
We're breaking the kayfabe. So Aleister Black, his character is a Dutch kickboxer, who's a Satanist, but they kind of play it like there's no man is truly good or evil type of thing.
The left-hand path.
Yes, and he does a thing where they have him on a board that he seems to levitate, or kind of like do a Dracula sit-up.
Yeah, Dracula.
Thing. Yeah. It works nicely when they light it with the candles and do the smoke machine on a black background. When they do it and shoot it where his back is to the audience, it looks like he's just like in a Tempur-Pedic bed.
You can see the
board. It's like,
which is real fine.
It's real cheap. Yeah, it's just chintzy.
But come on.
Yeah, no. So, and considering this match would not be at night,
this would be a good curtain jerker match, because Ricochet is the most exciting person next to like Mysterio in the company,
and he does
all the flippy floppy stuff, but he's bigger, so it looks better.
And he's not that much bigger, and he looks like a video game character. Mm-hmm. So yes, this could be, but we'll see what happens.
But unless you get the entrance, unless you get the bells and whistles, I don't want to see Aleister Black.
That's fair. So
it's
that's
similar to politics. I don't want, like, is there any there with Beto?
We will.
Or
get
is he
Beto.
Just one good entrance?
Well, I have some Beto. Do you want to continue the card, or we want
let's
go
continue
to
the card?
Okay. Over to the SmackDown side, championship match. Daniel Bryan. If Kofi Kingston wins his gauntlet tomorrow night, he will be in the match. Did you watch last Tuesday SmackDown? So they're doing something amazing here. They're referencing not only Daniel Bryan's run from WrestleMania 30, but they're also referencing the Triple H Booker T thing. So they're bringing the racial element. I wrote about this a few years ago for Vice Sports about New Day and being black in WWE, and this is their opportunity. I think they won't actually fuck it up, just because they seem to be telegraphing it so hard that.
Well, let's go over this really quick. For the people that are watching the current product, you probably know what's going on with Kofi and stuff, but you might not know the Triple H Booker T story.
Right.
So let's go through it. Booker T was one of WCW's main guy, if not as a solo performer, as part of a tag team. He jumped ships to WWE. WWF, WWF, and one of the, if no, it did not headline, but one of the main events for a WrestleMania was Booker T versus Triple H. And the video package made it seem like, oh, clearly this is Booker T's shining moment.
Right. And that the storyline had been Triple H being the heel champion, going, people like you to a black wrestler, don't get where I am. They had the heel commentator kind of playing up Booker T's real life criminal past when he was a kid. I mean, the insinuation was clear. They made it clear. And in that storyline, in wrestling, the bad guy who's racist in the ring loses. He gets his comeuppance. Booker T triumphs and says, no, actually, in 2003, people like me do win, you know? And they didn't. Triple H beat him real hard. Pedigreed him, let him lie there for 10 seconds, then pinned him, got the clean pin. So this is kind of their opportunity to make good. I think it happens because Triple H, that is something that comes up that's tarnishing the legacy he's created for himself. And so this is his opportunity to go, well, I pulled the strings and got Kofi to win.
Now, do you think that by having Harlem Heat, which is a tag team that we just referenced, that Booker T was in, going to the Hall of Fame, which is a fake thing that we've referenced with Donald Trump as well, that no matter what happens, Triple H could say, well, Harlem Heat is now in the Hall of Fame.
We'll see.
You see what
themselves. Yeah, they always cover themselves. Plans subject to change, cards subject to change. The way that they're booking this now, Kofi went from nowhere near the title picture, part of New Day. Vince did one of his best promos in years.
This man deserves more!
This man doesn't deserve a damn thing. You don't deserve a damn thing, and you people sure don't deserve a damn thing. But I don't deserve anything either. No one deserves anything.
Kofi, if you were worthy of being in a championship match, it would have happened a long time ago. I mean, you're impressive. Come on, some of the things you do, you're an extraordinary athlete. Some of the things you do in the Royal Rumble and as of late, you know, your performance at the Chamber and your performance, you know, in the Gauntlet match, awesome, incredible. You're an extraordinary representative of our product. Absolutely, I agree with you. Well, let's face it, Kofi. One day, you'll be in the Hall of Fame, but you won't be in Hall of Fame. You're not going in by yourself. The only way you go and the only way you deserve to go is a part of New Day. And
that's nonsense. That's nonsense.
And, and come on, let's face it. Kofi, you have a lot of qualities. Believe me, I wish you were up to par. You're just, not championship material. As a matter of fact, no, this is not to be a knock, and it's not. I was speaking to someone earlier today in the backstage area, Daniel Bryan, and I think Daniel really hit it right on the mark. He said, Vince, Kofi's awesome, but he's a good B-plus player.
Hey, you better hold up, y'all.
This storyline fell into their lap. They didn't have anyone else for Bryan to face that made sense, so this works.
So, who is Kofi when it comes to politics right now? Who is someone that's always been there that we all kind of took for granted? It's clearly not Bernie. Bernie had his shot.
Yeah.
I don't think there is a political right now.
Yeah. And if there is someone, it won't be this early.
No.
Because this is something that happened crunch time, the last, like, the week before the last pay-per-view before. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a fascinating timing thing because the problem with this is, how is this any different than the Ronda Rousey Becky Lynch story? We still have our underdog versus the appointed champ.
Right. Well, this one actually has the layers of, they're not doing any kayfabe with this one.
Sure.
Any kayfabe breaking stuff. That one they're trying to do all on that side, and then this one is really just a pure underdog story.
Okay.
And they're able to call back to semi-recent manias with it.
Okay.
So a great story fell in their lap. We'll see if there's a Kofi in the primaries. Women's title. What the hell's happened with Asuka?
Yeah, there was a
pretty dire.
Did you see Twitter today?
It's a sad time, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you see what Asuka tweeted today?
No.
Please go to Asuka's feed, it's a photo. It's a photoshopped photo, and hopefully you could describe it. I can't understand it, but it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Problematic.
It's not problematic.
Her English is improving.
It's odd. And
is it her two Asukas holding Otis?
Yes.
What is his name? Otis from the holding his face.
So that's the women's SmackDown championship match.
She also.
Please describe this. Don't show me.
I can't. No, there's another one, too. There's one where she... Maybe she doesn't know how memes work, because there's one where Asuka is both Dr. Evil and Mini-Me telling someone to zip it.
Which is...
Topical reference.
I don't understand what's going on.
I'm going to just say that Asuka's not great at memes. The other one, we really don't even have to worry about.
I think Asuka's great at memes, and we all need to catch up to Asuka.
The match that should happen.
Memes are not ready for Asuka.
Memes are not ready. The only match that makes sense here is not going to happen. Ember Moon's been off TV for months. They haven't built. They got 20 days. They got two shows to go. There's literally nobody, unless they're going to do something with the blonde lady who keeps interrupting.
Do they do a battle royale?
For the title?
Yeah, open challenge.
Like, yeah, where she's like, yeah. But yeah. I don't... Maybe that's how you get through having to do two battle royales. You make one of them for a title.
Andre the Giant battle royale and then the Asuka open challenge battle royale.
They might have to just for time.
The ready for Asuka battle royale.
Yeah, it could happen. Similar to the Intercontinental title, the U.S. title, I think it's another everyone in the pool match. It's everyone who's not in matches in the SmackDown side. You got Samoa Joe. The thing that makes sense that would be great tomorrow night. With him doing an open challenge and John Cena returning. These guys cross paths in the very beginning of their career, never worked together. It's a great match. Not really, I don't see that happening.
It's not going to happen. I would like that to happen. That would be a great SummerSlam match or Royal Rumble.
I'd actually
match.
Almost not waste it on me. Yeah. Let's get some story. Let's see what Joe can do with this feud because he did great work with AJ. I think he's doing great work.
It's unfortunate that that's my second most exciting title right now is the U.S. title.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I'd say no one cares, but in order to make it work, this is our local politics beat. This is the Maryland Governor Larry Hogan beat. Right. Like, this guy's actually interesting. I don't care if you like him or hate him. He's trying to get stuff done. I'm not necessarily a fan of his politics, but I'm fascinated with what he's trying to do. He's thinking about primarying Trump. This is an interesting
dude.
There's
stuff going on here.
Does it matter at the end of the day? Are you even going to come close to having the Universal Championship?
I mean, it's going
to
be on the pre-show. It's going to have Samoa Joe, Andrade, Rey Mysterio. It's going to be an amazing match that about 10,000 people will watch.
Which is not a lot, not nothing.
It's not nothing, but it will look real bad on the pre-show. There's also another everybody in the pool for the SmackDown titles. You got Usos, The Bar, New Day, the other members of New Day.
This will be the second best match of the night.
Nakamura and Rusev, you got the Hardys. So you got a lot going on there.
This is when there's so many candidates on the stage, mm-hmm. and they have like two debates, and they only run the other one on like C-SPAN 2 or just the online stream, but more crazy stuff's going to happen in this.
Yeah. Watch the pre-show. It's free on YouTube. Another pre-show, great match, Buddy Murphy against probably Cedric Alexander. They're going to do a great 10 minutes. No one's going to watch it, but they've been every match that either... Well, any match that Buddy Murphy's done with this belt has been amazing.
This is an unfortunate thing to say into a microphone.
Don't just skip the if you're going to compare anything to New Zealand. Just
No. I was going to say, is this the best thing that came from those Saudi shows? Because more people saw this stuff because it wasn't just in the pre-show; it was in the middle of the card, and they were really good matches.
Potentially, the Australia one, which is where he got the belt, and that was the other kind of big cluster mm-hmm. pay-per-view they did just to pop a. International market. And the Australian one, a lot less problematic.
A lot less.
Yes. Debuting a new belt. Defending the belts for the first time. They won them. The women's tag, the Boston Hug Connection, Bayley and Sasha. Another one where you got too many teams. You got Natty and Beth Phoenix. You got the Samoans. You got the Iconics.
Here's the issue with this. I don't think that they're going to put this on the pre-show. Simply because it's the first time and it's a bad look.
So I was at South by Southwest.
Yes.
And I went to a panel about the Women's Evolution.
Please continue.
And there's no real news from that other than they like talking about the Women's Evolution. It looked like they were going to do something with this belt that they would be defending NXT. NXT's card on that Friday doesn't look like it's happening there. That would have been a good way for them to get one of these matches.
Oh, is this
going to
be at like Access?
No. I think it's going to be on the WrestleMania card because they want that. This would have been it would have solved a logistical problem for them, but they've gone a different way. So there's no other team. The team that would have been like this amazing match that should happen someday Dakota Kai and Kairi Sane versus Boston Hug, but they're already booked up. So
here's the issue. Yeah. Let's try to will this into existence. The best women's match in the last decade was probably the match that you saw at Barclays Center featuring the Boston Hug connection against each other. Let's have them defend it there on that pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
No, and that's why it's not happening.
Come on.
Let's just hope the Iconics can win. So that's all the
champions. I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
I love the Iconics.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
Once again, we're not referencing a tragedy. This is sincere. I like the Iconics.
They're amazing. That's all they. So that's a pretty stacked card with a ton of wrestling talent.
And we haven't even gotten to like the
all the vanity matches.
Yep.
So vanity matches. Referenced earlier. Two old guys who want to give each other what they want. Triple H and Batista.
One of the oddest promos I've ever seen.
I think everyone should look this up. You can even play some of
I'll
it.
Play some of it.
Because Batista and Triple H building a match in like a three little acts. One at SmackDown 1000, kind of Batista referencing that Triple H beat everyone but him. One time at Raw, Batista dragging or potentially helping Ric Flair, who was drunk. We don't know. It was his birthday. And then Batista yelling behind the Guardians of the Independence scene.
I know you. I see it. It's killing you. It's tearing you apart. You want to hurt me so bad, you can't stand it. But you won't give it to me because you're not in control. Give me what I want. Give me what I want. Let me hear you say it. Everybody here wants to hear you say it. Give me what I want. You know what I want. You just don't want to give it to me because you're not in control. I'm in control. Now, Hunter, give me what I want.
I am going to give you the beating you deserve, Dane, and nothing more.
No, that's not what I want. I want you at WrestleMania. Give it to me.
You want me at Mania? Is that what this is about? You're beating up a 70-year-old man. You are hiding behind securities. This is what you've become because you want me at WrestleMania? Is that what you want?
Give it to me. Give me what I want.
You want me at WrestleMania?
Give me what I want.
You're on.
When people are like, well, wrestling, like the homoeroticism and it's like subtext. No, it's text sometimes, okay? Like, that's what's happening in this match. And they're going to do a no holds barred and they're going to bring out a sledgehammer. What did I say?
Don't worry about it.
So he bring out a sledgehammer, you know, beat the crap out of each other for 10 minutes, hopefully, not a half hour. If they can keep it to 10, if they can do something like that, I think this actually be fun. Batista's a star. Like,
here's the thing.
This is the thing. He wanted to come to WrestleMania when he was promoting Guardians of the Galaxy, and they were like, have fun with your little sci-fi movie, nerd. And now he's a huge star.
Would Triple H just get buried like a squash match?
No.
Come on. 20 seconds.
Triple H do it?
Yeah.
No, there's a better likelihood is Batista comes out, gets hit in the head with a sledgehammer, gets pedigreed.
Okay, but opposite. What if Batista does that?
No, it'd be amazing. They will have to have had signed him for two matches so Triple H can get his win back.
That's fine.
That's fine, too, but it'd be amazing if they were short for time.
Here's the real question. Will they spend money for Batista's pyro entrance? I think they will.
They kind of have to.
Right?
His whole thing is I'm holding imaginary machine guns. Topical. So they're going to have to do the pyro.
All right.
Here's a match that doesn't need to happen, and it's a vanity match. The Miz versus Shane McMahon.
This is so disappointing because we both really like... I mean, I really like The Miz.
Yeah,
and
I want nice things
for The Miz.
The Miz is great, and there was a way that we could have gotten to face Miz versus heel Daniel Bryan at Mania for the belt, which would have been really good. I think the Kofi thing is amazing, so I'm not going to root against that. They've been the most entertaining, consistently entertaining thing for like 4 years. Mm-hmm. This thing is funny, though, because I've been... letting you do the political lifting. Shane McMahon in this is the heel. He turned on The Miz. They had this weird odd couple tag team partnering that went on for way too long. Shane McMahon is the heel, and we often see how Vince McMahon feels about people by how he books them. So so Daniel Bryan, whose character is a vegan who's trying to save the world and doesn't like baby boomers, he's the heel because that's how Vince McMahon thinks he's really the heel. So in this one, the sweaty potato head guy who throws bad punches, that's his large adult fail son, is the heel, and it's how he actually feels about his own shitty son.
Yeah.
And he's going to make his own shitty son jump from one corner of the ring to the other and probably get hit with a fucking garbage can
because
he feels about how his son, how Donald Trump feels about Donald, the other one,
Eric,
the young one, any of the ones not who aren't women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, don't say any of the ones that aren't women. He cares about one of the women.
Fair.
So thank you for acknowledging
that's true.
That he does
yes.
not care.
He does not care. I wouldn't want to. Yes.
That's right.
So as wrapping up this card in much quicker than the 8 hours we're going to have on April 6th, AJ Styles versus Randy Orton. Amazing promos on Tuesday.
Best Orton promo?
Best promo
ever?
Orton promo. And the promos where they're saying things that are both true and they're making good points, and this could go either way.
Yeah, I really don't care though.
Yeah. AJ re-signed. He announced today in the tweet.
Very disappointed in this. I'm the only one. I'm very
I would very much like AJ to go to
AEW.
All Elite.
Yeah, I would too.
But that's not happening because money. Roman Reigns returned. Drew McIntyre possibly retired the character Dean Ambrose. The assassination of Dean Ambrose by the coward Drew McIntyre. Dean went out.
There was a pencil in the eye gimmick.
In a garbage hardcore brawl, like as he should.
But it looked like there was some pain there. Like
yeah.
Dean hurt him. Got
yeah,
hurt.
No, I think he's into it. He's into it. Well, look up some of those old matches with, I was watching, flipping through one with Drake Younger, or whatever his name was when he was in the 80s, and the Nick Gage, the guy who almost killed David Arquette. Yeah, he wants to go back and do that stuff. It's fun. That'll be a fun match. Roman gets a win. Doesn't have to work too much. I don't know how much, like, what kind of shape he's in. Give him a small match. Let him have a brawl for 5 minutes and beat the crap out of somebody. Match we're going to find out tonight. Kurt Angle's retirement match. A lot of good candidates, but it's going to be John Cena.
Yeah.
So that whole thing with Samoa Joe, that makes sense. Yeah, we're saving that because John Cena, a young guy like John Cena, gets to retire Kurt Angle.
That'd be Joe and Angle would make a lot of sense too.
Yeah,
it's
not gonna happen.
It's not gonna that already happened in TNA.
Yes, but that would make more sense if Jason Jordan's neck wasn't broken. He could retire him. I mean, there's Bobby Roode's young son.
So here's the question: is Joe Biden John Cena or is Joe Biden Kurt Angle? He might be Kurt Angle.
He's Kurt Angle because he needs to be taken out back and put down. Not on well, maybe in this card, but.
You're not
earlier.
Advocating the murder of anyone. I want to make that very clear.
I feel like we shouldn't have to.
Yeah, I think we should.
Make it clear or do that. Beto O'Rourke.
Yes.
Announced last week.
He announced last week, yes,
okay.
With a Vanity Fair cover story.
As you do.
Which is always boded well.
So there's a couple things here. One, most people have talked about Beto O'Rourke's cult of personality. I don't think he's CM Punk, though. I think Beto O'Rourke, who I thought was kind of exciting as a guy who got people excited in a match, in a campaign, a match, whatever you want to call it. But it's clearly like we're starting to see there's not much there. Maybe he's more conservative than we thought. Maybe it's just not in the cards for this guy. So somebody who a lot of promise and then has really just fizzled out. Mm-hmm. It's not the age thing, but Nakamura.
Yeah.
A guy who was amazing in Japan. He really had a lot of energy behind him, comes in and goes, you know what? I'm going to do the same match every time and... You're just not going to get what you thought you were going to get.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or his New Japan cohort.
AJ Styles.
Finn Balor.
Finn Balor. Oh, boy.
Finn Balor, another guy, attractive guy
also,
who comes
okay.
in, but he doesn't have,
here we go, here we go.
Doesn't
I
have
think,
what it takes.
I think the Finn one is great, because the Finn one is we don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
There's still potential for Finn to get the big catch-up belt. Will he? It's unlikely.
It's unlikely. I think just keep it tantalizingly out of reach of the fact that
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Beto O'Rourke quickly, he's like jumping on the table like Kanye
in an
Apple store. I don't know. I'm really starting to get bad vibes with the skater hacker votes for with Republicans a lot.
Yeah, it's Finn. Guy. It's Finn. It's not Shinsuke. It's Finn.
It's Finn.
Because yeah. Shinsuke's like, no, I was always doing this just for the paycheck.
Yeah, and Finn, we thought he was the chosen one, but
no.
He's just a guy in some trunks.